Welcome to Zichud Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Kedushin, Daf Mem, the first Perek Isha Niknes. The Zichud Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Chazakas Torah. So the three times we're going to focus on, number one, it was taught in a Breisa. Makshava Tova Kosh Baruch Hu Mitzarful Maisa. A Kosh Baruch Hu considers a good thought as a deed, meaning as if the person did it. Rav Asi explained, based on the words of the Pasuk, Uchoshvei Shemo, and those who think about his name, Afil Choshev Adam Lasos Mitzvah, even if a person contemplated performing a mitzvah, Ne'anasvo Asa, and was prevented from performing it, Malav HaKazvaki Asa, the Torah considers it as if he performed it. The Braisa continues, Machshav Ra, in a Kosh Baruch Hu Mitzarful Lamaisa, a Kosh Baruch Hu does not consider a bad thought as a deed. Although a Pasuk does describe a Kosh Baruch Hu punishing for pre-Machshav Asam, the fruit of their sinful thoughts, this means a thought which bears fruit, meaning brings to sinful action. Alternatively, it refers to one who commits a sin repeatedly until it seems permitted to him, in which case he is punished for his thought to commit the sin. The Gemara also says that one is punished for thought to worship idols. Point number two is taught in a Braisa. A person should always view himself as if he's half guilty and half meritorious. If he does one mitzvah, he's praiseworthy because he has tipped the balance for himself toward merit. If he committed one sin, woe to him because he tipped the balance for himself toward guilt. As the Pasuk says, and one sin destroys much good, meaning because of a single sin he committed, Obed mimenu tovus harbe, he loses many good things. Mo'azib Rabbi Shimon goes further. Since the world is judged according to the majority of people, and a person is judged according to the majority of his actions, a person should view the whole world as if it were half guilty and half meritorious. If he does one mitzvah, ashrav shekriyas atzmo v'eskol olam v'chavschos, he is praiseworthy, for he tipped the balance for himself and the entire world toward merit. But if he commits one sin, oylo shekriyas atzmo v'eskol olam v'chavchova, woe to him, for he tipped the balance for himself and the entire world toward guilt. And point number three, the Gemara relates a question posed to Rabbi Tarfon and the elders. Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol? Is Torah study greater or is performance of mitzvahs greater? Rabbi Tarfon declared that the performance of mitzvahs is greater, and Rabbi Kiva declared that Torah study is greater. Nanu Kulam Va'amru, then they all spoke up and said, Talmud Gadol Sheh Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa. Torah study is greater because Torah study brings about mitzvah performance. Rabbi Yossi says that study of Torah is greater because the Torah was given long before many of the mitzvahs came into practice, such as separating Truma or Shemitah. And just as Torah study precedes mitzvah performance, so does the judgment concerning one's Torah precede his judgment concerning mitzvah performance. Similarly, Rav Hamnuna said, the beginning of a man's judgment is only about his failure to study Torah. The Braisa concludes, and just as the judgment concerning one's Torah study precedes his judgment concerning his mitzvah performance, so too its reward precedes the reward for mitzvah performance. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a Braisa. Makshava tova Kosh Baruch Hu Mitzarful Lamaisa. Kosh Baruch Hu considers a good thought as a deed, as if the person did it. Rav Asi explained, based on the words of the Pasuk, Uchoshvei Shemo, and those who think about his name, Afil Choshev Adam Lasos Mitzvah, even if a person contemplated performing a mitzvah, Ne'anasvo Asa, and was prevented from performing it, Malav HaKazvaki Asa, the Torah considers it as if he performed it. The Braisa continues, Machshava Ra, in a Kosh Baruch Hu Mitzarful Lamaisa. A Kosh Baruch Hu does not consider a bad thought as a deed. Although a Pasuk does describe a Kosh Baruch Hu punishing for pre-Machshava Asam, the fruit of their sinful thoughts, this means a thought which bears fruit, meaning brings to sinful action. Alternatively, it refers to one who commits a sin repeatedly until it seems permitted to him, in which case he is punished for his thought to commit the sin. The Gemara also says that one is punished for thought to worship idols. Point number two is taught in a Braisa. Lom yira adam atzmo ki yu chetz yuchai v'chetz yuzaka. A person should always view himself as if he's half guilty and half meritorious. If he does one mitzvah, ashrav shechri atzmo chavschus, he's praiseworthy because he has tipped the balance for himself toward merit. If he committed one sin, oylo shechri atzmo chavchovo, woe to him because he tipped the balance for himself toward guilt. As the Pasuk says, v'chote echud yabed tov harbe, and one sin destroys much good, meaning b'shvil chet yechidi shechata, because of a single sin he committed, Obed mimenu tovus harbe, he loses many good things. Mo'azib Rabbi Shimon goes further. Since the world is judged according to the majority of people, and a person is judged according to the majority of his actions, a person should view the whole world as if it were half guilty and half meritorious. If he does one mitzvah, ashrav shekriyas atzmo v'eskol olam v'chavschos, he is praiseworthy, for he tipped the balance for himself and the entire world toward merit. But if he commits one sin, oylo shekriyas atzmo v'eskol olam v'chavchova, woe to him, for he tipped the balance for himself and the entire world toward guilt. And point number three, the Gemara relates a question posed to Rabbi Tarfon and the elders. Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol? Is Torah study greater or is performance of mitzvahs greater? Rabbi Tarfon declared that the performance of mitzvahs is greater, and Rabbi Kiva declared that Torah study is greater. Nanu kulam va'amru, then they all spoke up and said, Talmud gadol shel Talmud mevi lidei maisa. Torah study is greater because Torah study brings about mitzvah performance. Rabbi Yossi says that study of Torah is greater because the Torah was given long before many of the mitzvahs came into practice, such as separating truma or shemitah. And just as Torah study precedes mitzvah performance, so does the judgment concerning one's Torah precede a judgment concerning mitzvah performance. Similarly, Rav Hamnuna said, the beginning of a man's judgment is only about his failure to study Torah. The Brisa concludes, and just as the judgment concerning one's Torah study precedes his judgment concerning his mitzvah performance, so too its reward precedes the reward for mitzvah performance. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Mem, and our standard Siman relates to Mayim, water, and we use a pool for the Siman. So here goes. At the Machshava Tova Mitzarfa Lemaisa pool, where people sat around thinking about doing mitzvos, one man floated on the inflatable Chetz Yochayv Chetz Yozakai seesaw, who was being splashed by the two Bachrim arguing whether Talmud Torah or doing mitzvos is greater. Once again, slow motion. At the Machshava Tova Mitzarfa Lemaisa pool, that must be more Daf Mem, Mayim. At the Machshava Tova Mitzarfa Lemaisa pool, where people sat around thinking about doing mitzvos, one man floated on the inflatable Chetz Yochayv Chetz Yozakai seesaw, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa Long Yira Adam Atzmo, Yil Chetz Yochayv Chetz Yozakai, a person should always view himself as if he's half guilty and half meritorious. Velazza, the son of Rabbi Shimon, goes further, since the world is judged according to the majority of people, and a person is judged according to the majority of his actions, a person should view the whole world as if it were half guilty and half meritorious. If he does one mitzvah, he's praiseworthy, for he tipped the balance for himself and the entire world toward merit, but if he commits one chet, woe to him, for he tipped the balance for himself and the entire world toward guilt. So at the Machshava Tova Mitzarfa Lemaisa pool, where people sat around thinking about doing mitzvos, one man floated on the inflatable Chetz Yochayv Chetz Yozakai seesaw, who was being splashed by the two Bachrim arguing whether Talmud Torah or doing mitzvos is greater, which reminds us, the Gemara relates a question posed to Rabbi Tarfon and the elders, Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol? Is Torah study greater or is performance of mitzvahs greater? Rabbi Tarfon declared that the performance of mitzvahs is greater, and Rabbi Kiva declared that Torah study is greater. Nanu kulam va'amru, then they all spoke up and said, Talmud Gadol she Talmud mevi yudei Maisa. Torah study is great because Torah study brings about mitzvah performance. Other reasons are brought as to why Talmud Torah is greater. So once again, at the Machshava Tova Mitzarfa Lemaisa pool, where people sat around thinking about doing mitzvos, one man floated on the inflatable Chetz Yochayv Chetz Yozakai seesaw, who was being splashed by the two Bachrim arguing whether Talmud Torah or doing mitzvos is greater. All right, so now it's time for four Bala Ba'al Chazar. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Vav is Lulav. So here goes. The mother who yelled Banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with her diamond-studded Lulavim. Lulavim, that must be learned Daf Lamed Vav. Lulav. The mother who yelled Banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah, which reminds us, our Braisa teaches about the pasuk Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokechem, your sons to Hashem your God. The Beuda holds, when you act in the manner of Banim, you're called Banim of Hashem. Ain't atem no'ogim minhag Banim, ain't atem groin Banim. But if you do not act in the manner of children, you're not called as children. Remer disagrees, Bangkok with Bangkok atem groin Banim. Whether you act this way or that way, you're called as children. He quotes four psukim to demonstrate this, the first one being that we're called Banim even when we act foolishly. So the mother who yelled Banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah, wanted them to see their father doing smicha on his carbon as well as other avodos that only men do, which reminds us the next Mishnah lists the various steps of bringing karbonos which a woman does not perform, such as smicha, tenufa, hagasha, and kamitza. So the mother who yelled Banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah, wanted them to see their father doing smicha on his carbon as well as other avodos that only men do, and not the sota doing tenufa of her mincha sota with a kohen, which reminds us we learn the source of the sota does tenufa of her mincha in addition to the kohen, which we learn from the pasuk comes from a gezer shava of yad yad with shlamim. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The mitzvah shehi tuli ba'aretz laser tag team, laser tag, that must be more on Daf Lamed Zayin. The mitzvah shehit kuli bar's laser tag team, with their diamond-studded laser guns hiding behind piles of truma and meiser, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, kol mitzvah shehit kuli bar's, any mitzvah which is dependent on land such as shemitah or truma and meiser, eino noheges el bar's, only applies in Eretz Yisrael, v'she'eino tuli bar's, and any mitzvah which is not dependent on land, noheges ben bar's ben v'chutz la'aretz, applies both in the land and outside the land, with some exceptions. So the mitzvah shehit kuli bar's laser tag team, with their diamond-studded laser guns hiding behind piles of truma and meiser, sir, shooting Orla Klein and Chodesh targets that were in the Chutz La'aretz zone, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that every mitzvah which is a land obligation applies only in Eretz Yisrael, except for Orla and Klein, which apply everywhere despite being land mitzvahs. This was taught as a halacha of Moshe Sinai. Rabbi Eliezer concludes, Afa Chadash, even Chadash, the prohibition to eat new grain before the Omer was brought. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Eliezer, a kula palig or a chumra palig? Is Rabbi Eliezer arguing to be more lenient than the Tanakama, or to be stricter? So the mitzvah Shehi Tuli Ba'aretz laser tag team, with their diamond-studded laser guns, hiding behind piles of truma and miser, shooting Orla Klein and Chadash targets that were in the Chutz La'aretz zone, successfully zapped their opponent doing a wine libation on a private bama in an area called Moshe Vosechem, which reminds us, in a brace the Tanaim discuss the implication of the word Moshe Vosechem, your dwellings with respect to Nesachim, wine libations of our Kabbanis. Rabbi Yishmael, because he holds that Nesachim are only brought with a carbon on a Bama Tzibur, a communal Bama, cannot interpret your dwellings to mean in all places that you dwell, rather it must mean that it only applied after the 14 years of conquering and settling Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva learns that Moshe means everywhere that you dwell. Daf Lamed Ches. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a Devar Lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. Chicken soup, that must more on Daf Lamed Ches, Devar Lach. Chicken soup remained in the diamond set of bowls until Tezai Nisan, even though the soup flow from the sky had ceased on Zayin Adar, which reminds us, the month fell until Moshe's passing on Zayin Adar, and they continued to eat it until the 16th of Nisan. So, chicken soup remained in the diamond-studded bowls until Tezai Nisan, even though the soup flow from the sky had ceased on Zayin Adar, reminding the soup sippers of the birthday and yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, which reminds the Gemara brings the source that Moshe was born and died on the 17th of Adar. And we learn, Shekosh Baruch Hu Yoshu U'memali Shnoseyam Shel Tzadikim, that Shekosh Baruch Hu sits and completes the years of the righteous, Meyom Leyom, Mechodesh Lechodesh, from day to day, and from month to month, meaning the exact date of birth. As the Pasuk says, as Mispar Yamecha Amalei, I will complete the number of your days. So, chicken soup remained in the diamond-studded bowls until Tezai Nisan, even though the soup flow from the sky had ceased on Zayin Adar, reminding the soup sippers of the birthday and yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, who taught us the halachas of Orla Misinai, which reminds us it was stated in the Mishnah, Chadash Asim in the Torah b'kol makom. Chadash applies biblically everywhere, even outside Eretz Yisrael. Orla halacha, Orla applies everywhere based on halacha, v'haklaim yedivrei sofrim, and kalaim applies everywhere by rabbinic decree. Amoraim dispute the meaning of halacha in the Mishnah. Shmuel explains Hilchas of Medina, it's a regional practice, meaning an accepted custom outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yochan explains it's a halacha of Moshe Mitzinai. Daf Lamates. So the Siman Daf Lamates is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the Siman. So here goes. The mailman, that must be more Daf Lamates, letter. The mailman inspired the sinner grafting a tree in Chutz La'aretz, which reminds us of more discusses the difference between the kalaim of grafting, vineyard, and seeds outside Eretz Yisrael. So, the mailman inspired the sinner grafting a tree in Chutz La'aretz by telling him that although the easy ticket to long life is nothing but a mere mitzvah, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol osa mitzvah achas, whoever performs one mitzvah, mativin lo marichin lo yama v'nochas haretz, he is rewarded with good, his life is lengthened, and he inherits the world to come. So, the mailman inspired the sinner grafting a tree in Chutz La'aretz by telling him that although the easy ticket to long life is nothing but a mere mitzvah, the true reward is not in this world, but in the world to come, which reminds us, Rabbi Yaakov says, Schar mitzvah b'haya al-maleika, the reward for mitzvahs is not given in this world. He argued that if the Torah ensures a long life for honoring one's parents as well as Shiluch HaKain, then what if a son who climbs a tower and sends away a mother bird to obtain the young birds for his father, and he falls and dies during his descent? Where is his good life? Where is his long life? It must be, therefore, that the promised rewards refer to the world to come. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the one Rabbi Yochanan holds that grafting different trees in Chutz La'aretz is an Issur D'oraisa? That's on Dav? Lamates. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you know that the man ceased flowing on Zayin Adar, but Bnei Yisrael continued to eat it until Tezayin Nisan? That's on Dav? Lamerches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we have a question which is greater, Talmud Torah or Maisa? That's on Dav? Mem. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we discuss the implications of the word Moshe Vosechem as it applies to Nesachim? That's on Dav? Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you know that Rabbi Yochanan learns that it's halach l'Moshe Misinai that Orla is also forbidden in Chutz La'aretz? That's on Dav? Lamed Ches. Good. Number 6. Which of the learned that Machshava Tova, Akadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarf L'Maisa, Akadosh Baruch Hu considers a good thought as a deed? That's on Dav? Mem. Good number seven. Which of them that whoever performs one mitzvah is rewarded with good, his life is lengthened, and he inherits Olam Haba. That's on Dav. Lamatas. Good number eight. Which of them that mitzvahs at Tuli Ba'aretz, such as Shemitah, Truma, and Meiser, only apply in Eretz Yisrael. That's on Dav. Lamed Zayin. Good number nine. Which of them when a person should always consider himself Chetzio Chai v'Chetzio Zakai, half guilty and half meritorious. That's on Dav. Mem. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do you know that Isi holds that women are also exempt from Bal Yikruchu? That's on Dav. Lamed Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhaber from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.